Morning Watch, Living the Christian Life and the Church Life Under the Government of God for the Economy of God. Week 6, Partakers of the Divine Nature and the Development of the Divine Life and the Divine Nature for a Rich Entrance into the Eternal Kingdom. Wednesday, Related Verses, 2 Peter 1, 5 and 6. And for this very reason also, adding all diligence, supply bountifully in your faith virtue, and in virtue knowledge, and in knowledge self-control, and in self-control endurance, and in endurance godliness. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and unto the day of eternity. Amen. John 6:57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life, and may have it abundantly. John 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes into me, even if he should die, shall live. Ephesians 4:13-15. Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith, and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be no longer little children, tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching in the sleight of men, in craftiness with a view to a system of error, but holding to truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ. Related reading. The Greek word rendered adding, 2 Peter 1:5, literally means, quote, bringing in beside, end quote. Beside, along with the precious and exceedingly great promises given to us by God, we should bring in all diligence, to cooperate with the enabling of the dynamic divine nature for the carrying out of God's promises. What the divine power has given us in 1, 3, and 4 is developed in verses 5 through 7. To supply virtue in faith is to develop virtue in the exercise of faith. The same principle applies to all the other items. The word supply here actually means develop. Peter is telling us to develop what we already have. We have faith, and now, in our faith, we need to develop virtue. The faith Peter mentions in 2 Peter 1:5 is the equally precious faith allotted to us by God as the common portion of the New Testament blessing of life for the initiation of the Christian life. This faith needs to be exercised that the virtue of the divine life may be developed in the succeeding steps and reach maturity. Faith in 2 Peter 1 may be compared to a seed. In chapter 1 of 1 Peter, the seed is the word with Christ in it as life. Now in 2 Peter 1, this seed becomes our faith, which no doubt is the equally precious faith. This precious faith is one with Christ as the seed. After the seed has been sown into the soil, it needs to be developed. The principle is the same with the development of the seed of faith. In our faith, we need to develop virtue. Literally, the Greek word for virtue means excellency. It denotes the energy of the divine life, which issues in vigorous action. If faith is regarded as the seed, virtue may be considered a root that comes out of this seed. In 1:5, Peter also tells us to supply, quote, in virtue, knowledge, end quote. Virtue, the vigorous action, needs the bountiful supply of the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord regarding the all things that relate to the divine life and godliness and the partaking of the divine nature for our enjoyment in the subsequent development. The knowledge that we should develop in our virtue includes the knowledge of God and of our Savior, the knowledge of God's economy, the knowledge of what faith is, and the knowledge of the divine power, glory, virtue, nature, and life. Actually, this is the knowledge of all things related to life and godliness. I believe that knowledge also is a primary root that develops out of the seed of faith. With virtue and knowledge, we have the growth of the seed. Self-control, verse 6, or temperance, is the exercise of control and restraint over one's self in its passions, desires, and habits. Once we have acquired knowledge, it is easy for us to become proud. For this reason, we need to develop in our knowledge self-control. Self-control implies restriction. As a tree grows, the roots spread out, but the trunk grows upward in a rather restricted manner. Self-control is to deal with ourselves. Endurance is to bear with others and with circumstances. In order to live a proper Christian life, we need endurance toward those around us and also toward our environment and circumstances. In our endurance, we need to develop godliness. Godliness is a living that is like God and that expresses God. As we exercise control over ourself and bear with others and with circumstances, godliness needs to be developed in our spiritual life that we may be like God and express Him. If faith is the seed, virtue and knowledge the roots, and self-control the trunk, then endurance and godliness are the branches. Here we see a rather full development. Out of the seed come the roots, the trunk, and the branches. Eventually, in verse 7, we see brotherly love and love as the blossom and the fruit.